Thank you.
And secondly, I wanted to ask why Muslims are forbidden to have pig's meat.
Oh, yes, I was expecting that because somebody asked about alcohol and I thought the second part would be coming. Yes. You see, pig's meat is mentioned in the Holy Quran, is forbidden as uncouth or something which is not good for us. Now, I can't explain this medically here, but I know that medically also it has been mentioned that this flesh of meat has been responsible for most diseases found in those countries, for many diseases where they eat pig. You see, the for instance, this crisscross skin with reddish marks, threaded skin with fleshes and very ugly looking skin. If you ever happen to go to a seaside during summer and you see the bare flesh, human flesh, you know, bathing in the sun, it's a horrifying sight mostly, because you see the skin all is a bad shape, thick fat covered with maps of red veins, etc. That is mostly caused by eating of pork. But some doctors have written some extensive essays, articles on this subject, that pork is not a good meat. It is not, in the final analysis, it's not good for health. But that is comparatively less important. What is more important is that every animal has been created by God. Life is not only important, it is sacred. We eat of flesh of some animals not because we have a direct right to kill any animal. It is only because we believe God is the proprietor. God is the creator. If He permits, only then we are within our rights to slaughter an animal, kill him for the purpose of eating the flesh. So suddenly we come across, don't eat this meat. Then we know whether it is out of sanction from Allah that we had been eating or just out of our own desire. If we abstain from meat, eating that meat which is forbidden, then really we demonstrate that we are eating whatever we eat out of permission. And wherever the permission is withheld, we don't eat. So, to test human obedience to God, in different areas, different trials are kept in religion. So, in the area of eating, it works as a trial for us. If we really believe that God is the proprietor, He is the creator, then when He says, don't eat, we must stop. It's all right. We won't eat. Like sometimes, mothers tell you of the food. They know some food is bad for you. You cannot understand why, but they told you, no, don't drink this, don't eat that. And because they give you all the good food, it will be so bad of you to rebel against this order and say, no, I must eat this. So you say, all right, mother, if you have forbidden me to eat this particular thing or to stop drinking Coca-Cola or do this or do that, I'll do that, it's okay. You don't understand why, yet you obey. So it is exactly the similar situation. God has forbidden you to eat certain things, to drink certain things. One He has chosen from the drinks, one He has chosen from the flesh, and that is our trial. So even if you don't understand, you say, all right, you have given us everything and we obey you. Okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you.